Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno is adamant the voter referendum on whether there should be a casino built in Springfield should be held citywide.
This is something that's going to affect the whole city for many, many years to come, the face of the city. It needs to be a citywide vote. If you were to do it in some ward areas, if you look at some of the affected ward areas, unfortunately, there's not a huge voter turnout. You can't have a small voter turnout dictating whether people are for this or against it.
Springfield City Councilors earlier this month were expected to endorse a citywide casino vote, but instead sent it to committee for study and a series of public hearings to take place in various neighborhoods. The first of the public hearings is scheduled for this Thursday. The council committee that is to study the issue is chaired by City Councilor Bud Williams, who says he personally favors a citywide vote, but is keeping an open mind.
I want to see what the people are saying. That's the long and short. Transparency, openness, let the people input it. My feeling is that it would be citywide, but I don't know.
At least four casino operators are expected to compete for a license to build a resort casino in Springfield. City officials who say it would be the largest single economic development project in the city's history, worth potentially $1 billion, have set an October 10th deadline for initial proposals. After a rigorous review, the mayor, by early next year, will select one or more projects to move forward.
They must compete and put their best foot forward. That's good for the city of Springfield. So the more operators, the better.
When the state law was written, it was expected that a community would partner with a single casino operator and compete against other communities to obtain a casino license from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. Only one license is allotted for Western Massachusetts. Legislators acknowledge they did not anticipate the scenario that is playing out in Springfield. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula said it is unclear what might happen if voters were presented with more than one casino project and endorsed both.
The gaming legislation itself specifies the question, so we would not be changing the question as it exists. It's specific to a site location, and it's specific to a host agreement.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy believes the casino referendum could occur in June.
I hope so. On our end of it, I believe that we'll be prepared. And the question is, where will the Gaming Commission be in their pre-qualification process? And I think they're going to devote enough resources to do it in an expeditious way, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
A Springfield attorney, Michael Kogut, filed legal paperwork with the Massachusetts Secretary of State's office to register a political committee called Citizens Against Casino Gaming. The committee will work to defeat the casino referendum if and when it goes before Springfield voters.
We intend to serve as an educational resource for people to make sure that people have both sides of the story, not just the pro-casino lobbyist side, and educate the public and cultivate a grassroots organization to oppose the vote if and when it does come.
The Council of Churches of Greater Springfield has also launched an anti-casino effort. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.